Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Book of Philemon, verses 10 through 12 and 15 and 16. I appeal to you for my son Onesimus, who became my son while I was in chains. Formerly he was useless to you, but now he has become useful both to you and to me. I am sending him, who is my very heart, back to you. Perhaps the reason he was separated from you for a little while was that you might have him back forever, no longer as a slave, but better than a slave, as a dear brother. He is very dear to me, but even dearer to you, both as a fellow man and as a brother in the Lord. It's not always easy to forgive, especially when someone has hurt you or broken your trust. The Apostle Paul wrote this letter to a Christian named Philemon about a runaway slave named Onesimus, who may have stolen from him before fleeing. But something amazing happened. While on the run, Onesimus met Paul and, more importantly, met Christ. The once useless slave became a child of God. Now, Paul gently pleads with Philemon, "Receive him back, not as a slave, but as a brother." This short letter is more than just a personal favor. It's a powerful picture of the gospel. We are all Onesimus. By nature, we run from God, seek our own gain, and are useless in his kingdom. But Jesus pursued us, not with threats, but with grace. He paid for our sins on the cross and bought us back, not as slaves, but as dearly loved children and heirs. And now, God invites us to show that same grace to others. In Christ, relationships are transformed. Former enemies become family. That doesn't always happen easily or instantly. But through the gospel, hearts are changed. Forgiveness becomes possible. Reconciliation becomes real. Paul reminds Philemon that maybe all of this, the loss, the pain, the time apart, had a greater purpose, that you might have him back forever. What about you? Is there someone who needs your forgiveness? In Jesus, you've been forgiven. And now, by his strength, you can forgive too. Gracious Lord, thank you for not giving up on me when I was far from you. Thank you for making me your child. Help me to forgive as I have been forgiven, and to see others as brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.